Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. The toppers from prestigious exams like UPSC, IIT, JEE, CBSE and ICSE today shared their success stories in the 8th and final episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. The board exam toppers said that during the exams, the students cannot retain all the information in their mind, so it is helpful to focus on specific topics that are frequently asked in exams. They also asked students to revise previous year question papers. Akashvani correspondent reports that over the years, the Pariksha Pe Charcha has evolved into an opportunity aiming at transforming exam-related stress into positive energy. To overcome this pressure, a unique initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, was initiated in the year 2018 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which helped the students to effectively deal with stress and anxiety. By addressing real questions and offering actionable solutions, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has bridged the gap between policy and practice, empowering students to thrive under pressure. India and Qatar have decided to elevate relations to a strategic partnership with a focus on trade, energy investments, innovation, technology, food security, culture and people-to-people ties. During a delegation-level talk between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Amir of Qatar in New Delhi, both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The two countries have signed and exchanged two memorandum of understanding in New Delhi today. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim Al Thani, after delegation-level talks. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak reviewed the security scenario of Tirap, Changlang and Longding districts with the security agencies yesterday. He said that for the development and progress of the people in the state, a secure environment is paramount. Highlighting the strategic importance of border security, he stated that every possible measure must be taken to safeguard the nation's interests and ensure the well-being of those residing in border areas. He asserted that no external interference will be tolerated. The governor reaffirmed the commitment to protecting citizens from outside influence and intimidation, warning anti-national elements of severe consequences. He also urged security forces to strengthen ties with villagers in remote border areas and extend support for the essential needs through Sadbhavna projects, fostering trust and cooperation. Chief Minister Pema Khandu released the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Outcome Report at Niapin after the Cabinet meeting yesterday. Earlier, the Deputy Commissioner's Conference was held from 16 to 17 January last. The conference focused on six themes: Swasth Arunachal, Shikshit Arunachal, Samridh Arunachal, Surakshit Arunachal, Swachh Arunachal and Sundar Arunachal, and four special sessions on forest clearance, land acquisition, saturation of the schemes and the role of guardian ministers and mentor secretaries. This report will help the deputy commissioners take timely action on the theme areas, which will be quarterly reviewed by the chief secretary. Concerted action and review will help in the timely completion of the projects and foster the growth and development of the state, stated a release. In its continued fight against interstate drug trafficking, the Bandidewa police team led by SDPO Nahalagan, Rishi Longdo, conducted a house search at Nia Colony, Bandidewa yesterday and recovered three pouches containing suspected heroin weighing 34.72 grams. The operation was carried out under the supervision of SP Nahalagan, Mihin Gambo. Following the recovery of the suspected contraband, the accused was immediately arrested and a case was registered under the NDPS Act. In the meantime, SP Nahalagan, Mihin Gambo, he has lauded the Bandidewa police team for their exemplary work in busting the narcotics racket. The 38th Battalion of SSB Tawang successfully conducted a veterinary camp under the Civic Action Program in Mokdo and Sarjong villages in Tawang today. The camp was organized under the supervision of 2IC, SSB Dr. Sudhir Sangma and EAC of Jang Dr. Honjon Parme. A total of 34 livestock and pet owners will provide essential veterinary services in the camp. The IMD has issued a yellow alert for 17 districts of Arunachal Pradesh, including Papumpare, for today and tomorrow. IMD has issued a warning of rainfall and thunderstorms and lightning at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.